In her home in Bethel, Renee Gregory is snaking a metal auger down her toilet. She's been working every day for the past week to free up her drain since her house froze up and temperatures reaching almost negative 50 degrees with wind chill.
So this is my bathtub.
Could you describe the color that we're looking at here?
It looks like oily coffee.
Renee's bathtub is full of brown liquid. That's because before Renee realized her drainage pipes were frozen, she was using the sink, running the dishwasher, flushing the toilet.
If you flush the toilet, it just drains into the bathtub. It's pretty gross.
So Renee has to bail out the brown water from her bathtub, bucket by bucket.
And then carry it outside to my septic, dump it in, come back, do it again. And again, and again, and again.
Now that she can't use her toilet, Renee has had to come up with other ways to go to the bathroom.
I was driving all the way across town to my office to use the bathroom until very recently, where I have broken down and I am now using a honey pot.
Is this the first time you've ever used a honey bucket?
No, I grew up with a honey bucket, and I just don't have fond memories. When I was a kid, that was my least favorite chore.
Renee has tried everything to clear her drains. She's added heat tape and insulation around the pipes. She's poured hot water down the drains, rock salt, vinegar, and baking soda.
And it hasn't drained, not even a little bit. So I just sat down on my chair and cried for a little while because I just feel so defeated.
Renee's not the only one at the mercy of the cold temperatures. All around the Yukon-Kuskokwim Delta, people are dealing with the effects of extreme cold. Households in the community of Lower Kalskag just got running water installed in the last few months, and Mayor Walter Morgan says some of them haven't yet learned how to maintain pipes in the winter.
They've been people, you know, newly hooked up. I know that they're still froze. You know, I told them to turn on their switches.
Walter says the water pipe installations came with heat tape and circulators to keep the water moving, but Walter says people didn't use them.
You know, they thought they'd use a lot of electricity, so they didn't plug it in.
And Walter says once the pipes are completely frozen, heat tape won't thaw out your pipes.
We gotta put up with the cold weather.
So he says people just go back to packing water from the water plant and using honey buckets, like they did before piped water and sewer. In the eroding village of Newtok, Tribal Administrator Andrew John, for the most part, hasn't had to deal with pipes freezing up.
Technically, we don't have any pipes because we have no running water.
But the village health clinic, one of the buildings that does have running water, has been at the risk of freezing up. So they chartered a flight to get an emergency shipment of fuel to keep the building warm.
Daily life out here in remote Alaska is not easy.
Andrew doesn't seem fazed. He says his community and all the communities in the Yukon-Kuskokwim Delta are used to dealing with the challenges of winter. But in Kweefluk, City Manager Boris Epchuk says the past 2 weeks stretch of temperatures consistently far below zero is something new. Kweefluk reports 9 to 10 houses and 3 businesses had pipes that froze or burst.
We had problems last year, but the magnitude wasn't this big.
Alaska climate specialist Rick Toman seems to agree.
It's quite abnormal, and certainly at this point, the duration of the cold, the duration is certainly significant.
Toman said the recent cold snap starting 2 weeks ago ranks as the 7th coldest stretch on record in Bethel for that time frame. However, the forecast now says temperatures will jump up 50 degrees later this week. In Bethel, I'm Greg Kim.